It's a Friday night at the local rugby club in Hook Park. The club is filled to the brim of people. No one is here for the rugby. Instead, this is a community meeting brought to you by the Kingston Conservatives. Over the past few weeks, they have flyered the area because of a proposed housing development.
We leafleted the local estate. Our colleague Kai managed to obtain use of the local rugby club, and we leafleted the sort of area over the week before, and we were just stunned by the turnout.
I spoke with David Phillips and Gia Borg-Darcy. They are a part of the team that organised this meeting. I asked them what their issues were with the Hook Park development.
Too much pressure and not enough infrastructure.
And the residents at the meeting were very keen to point out that they aren't fundamentally opposed to any development on that site. What they're fundamentally opposed to is a development that will completely overwhelm the area.
This isn't the first time that this development has been proposed. Back in 2020, it went to council. It was denied then because the proposed land is part of the Greenbelt. The Greenbelt is protected, undeveloped land surrounding urban areas. It's designed to prevent urban sprawl and maintain separation between towns and cities.
We feel that the Kingston Council haven't made enough effort to protect this land, which was part of the agreement of it coming over into Kingston, was Kingston would be in a better position to protect this piece of greenbelt. We feel that that hasn't been done, and we're highly concerned because, of course, now with this proposal that if greenbelt is degraded, then it's not greenbelt anymore and it can be used for development, that leads a question to how do you protect the rest of London's greenbelt?
Poppy Hill is the firm that wants to build on this land. They plan to make 2,000 homes, which would bring in an estimated 3,000 residents into the area. At the moment, we don't know if this development is going to go ahead. Kingston Council haven't released their local plan, which is due out this month. However, that hasn't stopped people from being afraid of what may come. When I asked David Phillips from the Conservative Party why he was opposing this before any decision had been made, this was his response.
I mean, my main thing is I would just want to call on Ed Davey to protect the local environment in his own constituency to the extent that some of his recent speeches have demanded that it's protected in the rest of the country.
After reaching out to Kingston Council for a response, they sent me this email. The site is subject to several existing enforcement cases. Officers are currently reviewing the planning status of the site with a view to progressing enforcement action, subject to officer availability. Currently, there is no live planning application for this site. In accordance with our statutory planning regulations, the council is not in a position to express predetermined views regarding future planning applications. This story is still ongoing, and I'll be keeping an eye on it as it develops. This has been a report from Philip Barr at Radio Jackie. See you next time.